Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up McAuliffe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is walked intentionally. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson catches it and throws to home to double up Colavito. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aguirre for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Carrion and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Smith reaches second base with a double. Landis throws the ball into Buford, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. J.C. Martin now catching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alkaline pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox fires to first and picks off Hansen. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Bruton moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Bruton scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from T. Iger Stadium in Detroit.